Parshas Zohar. Zohar eis asher oso lecho amolek baderech bitzeisechem mimitzroyim asher korecho baderech vayizanev becho kol hanechesholim acharecho ve'ato oyev v'yogeya v'loy yorei Elohim v'hoyo bohoniach adoinoi Elohecho lecho mikol oyevecho misaviv ba'oretz asher adoinoi Elohecho noisein lecho nachalol rishtoch Timche es zecher amolek, timche es zecher amolek, mitachas hashomoyim, loy tishkoch. The Gemara in Baba Basra, daf chof aleph, states, Rav Dimi minahar de'o, Omar, shabeshto kivon de'ol ol. Once a mistake enters a child's mind, it remains forever. Therefore, it is important for a Rebbe to be exact when teaching and reading the words of the Torah, and should not teach at a fast pace. Rav Dimi cites an incident to illustrate this point. The Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, states, Ki sheshes chodoshim yoshav shom yoyov v'chol Yisrael ad hichris kol zochor be'edoim. Yoyov and his men remained at battle for 6 months until he killed every male in Edoim. However, the females were spared and not killed. When Yoyov appeared before David HaMelech, David asked Yoyov why he spared the women. Yoav answered, because the Torah states, Timche es zechar Amolek, you shall obliterate the male population of Amolek. Of course, Yoav's reading of the Pasuk was incorrect. The Pasuk stated, Zecher, the memory of Amolek should be obliterated, and not the males of Amolek. So David said to Yoav, no, we read Zecher, the memory of Amolek. So Yoav said to David, I was taught to read Zechar Amolek, which is the equivalent of Zochor, the male population of Amolek. Subsequently, Yoav went and asked his childhood Rebbe how he had taught this word. His Rebbe answered, I taught Zecher, the memory of, the correct way, and it was Yoav who had made the mistake and read Zechar or Zochor. When he was a child, that's the way he read it when he said it for his Rebbe. And negligently, the Rebbe had failed to correct Yoav's incorrect reading. This incident illustrates that a mistaken reading adopted in childhood remains ingrained in one's mind. The Gemara tells us that Yoav drew his sword to kill his Rebbe. His Rebbe asked him, why do you want to kill me? Yoav responded by quoting the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Arur oiseh meleches Hashem Yirmiyah. Cursed is he that does the work of Hashem negligently. The Rebbe then said to Yoav, please let me remain under the curse and do not kill me. The Gemara concludes, Ika de Amri katle, v'ika de Amri loy katle. Some say that he actually killed his Rebbe, and others say that he did not. The lesson we should learn from this chazal is that one who teaches Torah carries a tremendous responsibility to pronounce, enunciate, and explain each word accurately. And needlessly to say that it is a halachic requirement upon each individual when laning or davening to say each word correctly, with the correct nekudos, and implementing the rules of Mil'el and Milara properly. I had spoken on this topic many times, and just a slight difference in the kudais, or Mil'el and Milara, can change the meaning of a word. As to the minhagim of how to lay in the pasuk of Timche es Zecher Amalek, there are various opinions. There are some who read the pasuk twice. They read the entire pasuk with Timche es Zecher Amalek, and then they repeat the entire pasuk and they say Timche es Zecher Amalek. Others only repeat the phrase Timche es Zecher Amalek, and immediately repeating it and saying Timche es Zecher Amalek. Some only say once the word Zecher or Zecher. You should follow your minhag or your shul's minhag. What is most important is that whether you say Zecher or Zecher, do not say Zechar or Zachar. Zechar is actually the smichus form of the word Zachar.